T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now partly cloudy and 29 degrees. A motorist assist employee with the Kansas Highway Patrol has died following a car crash on I-135 in Park City. It happened Wednesday afternoon in the southbound lanes of I-135 at 61st Street North. Trooper Chad Crittenden confirmed the man died. He said the man was pulling out from the median when his vehicle was struck by a truck carrying welding supplies. The driver of the truck was not injured. Grass fires were still burning across Kansas Wednesday in Greenwood County near Hamilton. Fire crews battled a blaze. Kansas Governor Jeff Collier visited the area and credited the residents and volunteer firefighters for their efforts to contain the fire. He tells KSN News,
"We're in the beginning of fire season. We have a lot more risk. But already in the last few days, we've had over 50 fires across the state of Kansas. More than 40 square miles have been burned. And it's been across all the way from Colorado to Missouri, from Oklahoma to Nebraska."
The governor has declared disaster declarations for 10 Kansas counties, making state money available to help pay for damages and cleanup. A bipartisan group of Kansas lawmakers is pushing to restore job protections for public school teachers that legislators previously stripped from them.
The House gave first-round approval Wednesday to a bill that would guarantee tenure for thousands of teachers statewide. The 72-48 vote advances the measure to another final vote later today. The bill would require school districts that do not want to renew a 3-year teacher's contract to allow that teacher to have the matter decided by an independent hearing officer. Some lawmakers argued that the change made firing bad teachers easier, but the bill's supporters say Kansas needs to respect teachers. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Norman, Oklahoma Police Department has issued an Amber Alert for a missing and endangered infant. Tuesday, police announced they were searching for a 7-month-old boy who they believe is endangered. Authorities have now said the case qualifies as an Amber Alert. On February 23rd, police were called after 31-year-old Manuel Menuarez attacked the mother of his child and left with seven-month-old Jody Menuarez. Since then, police now believe the boy is in imminent danger and issued the Amber Alert. Photo of the boy and his father can be found in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. And anyone with information about this case is asked to call 911 or the Norman, Oklahoma Police Department. That number 405-321-1444. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is responding to charges from California Governor Jerry Brown that the Trump administration's crackdown against the state's immigration laws is merely a political stunt.
California Governor Jerry Brown mocking Jeff Sessions, saying the Trump administration's lawsuit over its sanctuary state policy is just an effort by the embattled attorney general to keep his job. But Sessions tells Fox News tonight,
"Somebody needs to stand up and say, no, you've gone too far. You cannot do this. This is not reasonable. It's radical."
Sessions also defended the latest round of ICE raids in California, which saw more than 230 illegal immigrants arrested, calling criticism from Democratic lawmakers demeaning to the work of the officers they fund. Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
Thousands of cheerleaders are being warned to look out for the mumps.
The National Cheerleaders Association All-Star National Championship last month in Fort Worth, Texas, drew tens of thousands of people from 39 states. Now, health officials are saying a person with the mumps was there, and everyone else who showed up has to be on guard for the disease. The Texas Department of State Health Services says it can take up to 25 days for any symptoms to show, so be on the lookout for swollen glands, fever, and fatigue. Most people are vaccinated against mumps, but the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there are still outbreaks, especially in close quarters like college campuses. Jill Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning now. 6:10, make that 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Thursday.
And things looking okay out there in traffic so far this morning. Not seeing any big slowdowns on the roadways. So those volumes, traffic volumes are picking up, but the traffic conditions really, really good out there this morning. The gasoline prices are still unsettled. The average came down about a cent, so $2.38 a gallon. I spotted better. I saw $2.34 down in Derby. So interesting there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. May want to grab the heavy jacket on the way out the door, but temperatures this afternoon going to be a few degrees warmer than yesterday. Our high 57. The winds returning back to the southeast is going to help warm us up by this time tomorrow. The overnight low not as cold, 36, and then sunny on Friday with a high 71. Could see a few showers and storms on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 29 degrees, a northeast wind at 5 miles per hour. Steve at 10 in the morning. Yeah, 29. That's a little chilly here.
Yeah.
29 degrees. Today,
if there was anything like moisture out there, it'd be freezing.
Yeah, but it'd be ugly. Today is Thursday, March 8th, 2018. On this date, in 1965, the United States landed its first combat troops in South Vietnam as 3,500 Marines arrived to defend the U.S. air base at Da Nang. Of course, they just kept drafting more people and putting more Marines and Air Force and Army people in there for the next several years, 8 or 9. On this date, the Marines started. They arrived at Da Nang. Sunny, windy day across Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature, 54 degrees. Normal high, 55. And Wichita recorded a wind gust of 31 miles per hour.
And yet, compared to the day earlier, it didn't seem
not
as
so bad.
It did not seem as windy.
It seemed like it wasn't blowing at all. Spring break is underway, and the beer is already flowing onto a Florida interstate highway. Okaloosa County Sheriff's official said on Facebook Wednesday a tractor-trailer carrying Busch beer spilled its cargo onto Interstate 10 in the Florida Panhandle. The Florida Highway Patrol says the driver failed to maintain his lane, resulting in the truck running onto the shoulder of the road before overturning. He was treated for minor injuries at the scene and is charged with careless driving.
Sounds like the opening of a plot of a Cinemax movie from the 80s.
Yeah, troopers said about 60,000 pounds of Busch beer was tossed from the trailer. They measured it in pounds. Who was it? What were they running? Coors someplace? Was that the Cannonball Run?
It was Smoking the Bandit.
Smoking the Bandit. That's right.
Bringing Coors. Them boys is thirsty in Atlanta.
Yep.
And there's beer in Texarkana.
Yep. And you couldn't get beer east of Kansas, I don't think. Coors beer in those back in the 50s and 60s. They finally expanded. It was only 11 states that was in. And so everybody thought it was just great. Coors beer, wow.
My dad lived in Denver when he was in high school and college. And when he went to Notre Dame, when he came back from break, he would bring some Coors beer back. There were guys from the East Coast that desperately wanted it.
Yeah, and I imagine it. Dear old Pat was making a buck on that, too.
Who knows?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Well, have you ever been to the toured the brewery out there? In Golden?
I have not.
That's
one thing I would like to do sometime.
When I was in college, a couple friends and I went out there and took the tour, and I bought some really neat glasses out there. I don't know where they are now, but they had the logo on them. They were Pilsner glasses and some smaller ones, too.
I've done the Budweiser tour in St. Louis.
I'd like to do that one.
I've done the Miller in Milwaukee, but I have not done the Coors.
Yeah. Step one on your bucket list.
Golden, Colorado.
On your beer bucket list there. A Florida retiree has...
I want to go to the Mr. Pibb bottling plant. That's what I desperately want to do.
Where's that?
See, I don't know.
Is it Coke product?
It's one of Coca-Cola's little secrets.
It's in Atlanta somewhere. Don't you think?
Ugh. Mm.
A Florida retiree has won the women's division in Key West's annual conch shell blowing contest and accepted a marriage proposal from a fellow competitor.
Anything can happen in Key West.
70-year-old Mary Lou Smith impressed the judges with long blasts on the fluted pink-lined shell. And when 73-year-old Rick Race proposed on stage, she accepted by joining him in a joyous duet.
Oh, my. Now,
conch shells have been used as signaling devices in the Florida Keys for centuries. Native-born islanders are called conches, and the Keys are nicknamed the Conch Republic.
Well, there you go.
It's a little interesting information for you this morning. All right, Steve and Ted of the morning, and
Once again, we need something like that at the River Festival.
Yeah, well,
Another missed opportunity for us. What would be
native contest?
What would be some kind of thing around here that
revolving around wheat or airplanes or something like that,
or the eating of meats?
Well, you and I could help out.
I don't know.
6:15.
Throw it out there.
6:15. Steve and Ted, how about this fire danger? Wow, these fires are burning out in the southwest part of the state, and getting some of them even here in the middle part of the state. You get to handle on some of them, and then there's another one cropping up. Of course, the good thing is, Ted, like you pointed out, the wind is not going to be that much today and tomorrow, so that'll help.
So we're getting a little break there.
And if you get, we got a little moisture.
The other trouble is just so dry.
Yeah, it's so doggone dry. It's been, dry for weeks.
We barely had any rain or precip all winter long.
Yeah, it's been dry as heck for about 2 or 3 years now, hasn't it? Less than we usually get. I was trying to think of the last, a couple years ago we got a good rain shower.
Yeah, a couple years ago, Cheney Lake was drying up and we were all starting to panic. And then it seems like for about a year or two there we got a lot of rain.
And
now we're kind of in one of those little 2 or 3 year periods where it's kind of stopped again.
All right. Well, we can't do much about it. We'll just keep you posted. If we see any on the weather map or the radar, we don't see any today. But there could be. I'm starting to look ahead here. Nothing through tomorrow, at least. We'll check in with meteorologist Laura Bannon here in about an hour from KSN and find out what she has to say about that.
She'll know.
6:17 now, Steve and Ted, and time for leadoff sports with Ted Woodward. And I know that basketball's on the schedule.
Yep, March Madness, baby.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Got to get going on that. Of course, the Big 12 Conference Tournament is underway at the Sprint Center up in Kansas City. Both Kansas and Kansas State play today in the quarterfinals in the day session. Last night, the first round got going. Oklahoma State started off by beating Oklahoma 71-60. Cowboys out-rebounded the Sooners 53-27.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Battle of the boards.
That's how you win that game.
Yeah.
Oklahoma State now advances into the quarterfinals to take on ninth-ranked Kansas, a team that they beat twice in the regular season. That's the first time that's ever happened at Kansas under Bill Self.
Okay, wait. When is it going to happen? I was distracted for a second.
That's this afternoon.
KU and Oklahoma State.
KU and Oklahoma State for the third time.
About time the Jayhawks beat those guys.
Yeah, well, we'll see. That's why they play the game.
Yep.
Quarterfinals. Live pregame coverage for the Jayhawks begins about 12:30 this afternoon. The game will tip off sometime after 1:30, maybe closer to 2-ish. And that's all live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Before the Kansas game, the first game of the day in Kansas City today is Kansas State taking on TCU in a quarterfinal matchup. These two teams split during the regular season, each winning at home. Kansas State is a 2.5-point underdog going into this one. That'll tip off at 11:30 this morning for K-State, and that'll be nationally televised on ESPN2. The American Conference Tournament begins today in Orlando, Florida, with four games in first-round play. The Wichita State Shockers have a bye. They do not play today. They are in tomorrow's quarterfinals already. But the Shockers will find out their opponent. Number 7 seed Temple taking on number 10 seed Tulane. That'll be at 6 o'clock this evening with the winner advancing to take on the Shockers on Friday evening. Temple is a 5.5-point favorite in the matchup with Tulane tonight.
At single elimination?
Yep.
One loss and you're out.
Yep. Win, you move on. You lose, you head home.
Come on, Shockers.
Await your fate. Yes.
Go, Shockers.
See how the Shocks do tomorrow night.
Yeah.
College baseball. 22nd-ranked Wichita State was on the road yesterday at Oral Roberts. The Shocker pitching was great. The Shocker offense was not. Shocker offense only got 3 hits on the day, and Oral Roberts won the game 2-1. The Shockers left runners in scoring position in the 6th and the 8th innings, and then had a caught stealing in the 9th. Helped themselves down the stretch. Shocks have lost 2 out of 3, fall to 9-2 on the season. Hockey last night downtown at Intrust Bank Arena. The Wichita Thunder wrapping up a 4-game homestand, beating the bottom team in the league, the Quad City Mallards, 4-1. Quad City scored an early goal and then did not score in the final 54 minutes of the game. Back-to-back wins for the Thunder, who will now embark on an 8-game road trip during the NCAA tournament in Wichita. College men's basketball, very late game last night at the NAIA National Tournament in Sioux Falls, South Dakota for Division II. Big win for 13th-ranked Southwestern as they beat Roosevelt, Illinois, 65-55. It's the first time the Southwestern men have ever won a game at the national tournament.
Well, how about that?
Good luck to them. Yeah, congratulations to the Mound Builders as they advance to the Sweet 16.
My dad went to Southwestern.
Yeah, we know a lot of folks that are
Mitch Holtis.
Proud Southwestern grads.
Yeah.
Got to be happy about that.
How about it? Yeah.
And high school basketball, state tournament's action beginning yesterday. Some of the boys' teams in the area advancing to the Final Four. Congratulations to Bishop Carroll, Halstead, Cheney, and Elyria Christian out of McPherson. All those boys' teams have advanced into their tournament's Final Fours. At Sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
All right, 6:21. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. He's going to talk about some confusion at a Texas middle school
confusion
over Black History Month.
Okay.
Keep it here for Todd Starnes. Coming up, Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.